I'm Karen Lavadier.
I'm Cindy Gross.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So it says here you're a business person and very interested in patriotism. And anything else you want to tell me about yourself before we get into the questions? Or
I'm from rural Washington State.
Do you feel that there's a big difference when you come over to the Seattle part of the state? How does it feel different?
Well, I lived in Seattle, King County for a long time, and it's primarily very liberal. Mm-hmm. And you could not go around talking about your political beliefs for fear of being ostracized.
And what, can you give me a practical example of what's different, or do you have to guard your words? Or
yeah, you have to be really careful what you say if you're a Republican.
Right. So you mentioned in particular that you think the government should be run more like a business. Is there something Trump has done as a businessman that you really like in the first few months of his administration?
I like everything that he's doing right now. It's going to take a while to make changes because they've been moving along for decades at the same pace to try to simplify things and put the power back to the people. And I think he's made a lot of progress in his first 100 days.
Is there one thing in particular that you really like that he did?
I really like that he met with a lot of CEOs in his first couple weeks in office and got their input about what to do and to bring back the pride of Made in America.
Do you think that the goals of a large corporation and the goals of the government are similar?
No.
Do you think that you can apply all of the skills that a CEO would know to a government type of position, or do you think there are additional considerations you have to learn about?
If businesses ran their businesses like the government does, nobody would be in business because you can't go out and print money. You have to follow a budget. The first thing is getting a balanced budget that makes sense, and we're what, at $20 trillion, whatever it is right now? It's ridiculous. We're giving away more money than no one's paying it back, and taking away money where things need to be spent and giving money where it's really a waste of time.
So if we do have the tax cuts that were proposed in the last week, which are estimated to have a huge increase in the deficit, how will you feel about that? What's more important to you, getting tax cuts or having a balanced budget?
Well, that's going to help balance the budget, and it's going to bring corporations back. And corporations should be penalized for having everything manufactured overseas instead of manufactured here.
So if it's much cheaper to manufacture something overseas and it improves a corporation's bottom line, do you think that they should still be penalized for that because they are American corporations?
Yes.
So their profits come secondary to the needs of the country as a whole?
Well, I think that with what's going on right now, let's say I go to Walmart. Everything I buy at Walmart's made in China. It's a piece of crap. I bought two can openers that fell apart within 30 days. So how is that any good for the company?
So if you don't mind, if we can switch topics a little bit.
Oh, sure.
So when we're talking about healthcare and medicine and who should make your decisions for how you get healthcare, who provides the health care, and what kind of medications are available to you? Who should make those decisions?
I never really thought about it that much, but I know that some of the prescriptions are really expensive and they should be more affordable. I feel like that being a baby boomer, we're looking at the big group of people that the medical industry can make money off of, and let's keep us sick and let's not get well. I was just telling somebody else that Washington is one of the few states in the country that has such strict rules about insurance. And as an individual before Obamacare, you couldn't really go out and get any kind of policy. You were limited to what was only available in the state. But that's not fair. We should be able to get whatever we can get.
So what about, say, birth control pills? And there's been a lot of controversy lately about whether the government can say that an employer has to provide birth control to everyone in their employee who wants to take that. Do you think that's a reasonable thing to ask for?
No, I think it's a woman's responsibility. When I was on birth control, I paid for it, and my insurance didn't cover it, and it wasn't that expensive.
So what about, I had breast cancer a few years ago, and I had to have radiation therapy. which was quite expensive. Would the government be okay? Would it be okay with you if the government said the radiation had to be covered?
Yeah, I think the radiation should be covered.
So what's the difference between birth control? And I will add that after I had radiation, I could no longer take the pill. I had to switch to an IUD, which was $1,000+. Should the government say that my insurance had to pay for my IUD after my breast cancer?
Well, I think the IUD is way too expensive. So let's look at the price of everything, because they're making money off of us from being sick. Cancer is another big industry. It's a billion-dollar industry. Let's, you know, there's ways to address cancer, but they don't want us to use alternative medicine or natural methods. They want us on these chemicals that are killing us.
So what's the difference for you between requiring that radiation be covered and requiring that the birth control of my choice or the birth control that fits my current health needs? What's the difference between requiring one be covered and not the other?
I don't know.